with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting a judge has canceled all remaining court deadlines in Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Special counsel Jack Smith requested that the federal judge overseeing the case cancel upcoming court deadlines to give prosecutors time to assess the appropriate course going forward. The move comes after Trump's election victory this week and in light of long-standing Justice Department policy that says sitting presidents cannot be prosecuted. Smith charged Trump last year with plotting to overturn the results of the 2020 election, a case Trump criticized as politically motivated. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republican Whip Senator John Thune is asking Donald Trump to stay out of the debate over who will succeed Mitch McConnell as GOP leader in the next Congress. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Thune has served as leader McConnell's number two since 2019, but much like his soon-to-be former boss, does not enjoy the support of President-elect Trump. Two other Republicans vying for the job, Rick Scott of Florida and John Cornyn of Texas, are both Trump supporters and spent a significant amount of time with him on the campaign trail. Conservatives hope that, unlike during his first term, President Trump will enjoy robust support from both a GOP-controlled House and a Senate where Republicans will hold at least a 53-seat majority. Bob Agnew reporting.
Police say they've arrested a man in a spate of random stabbings over 2 days in Seattle in which 9 people were injured. Police say 5 people were stabbed on Friday and 1 person was taken into custody in Seattle. The Seattle Police Department says the stabbings happened in Seattle's Chinatown International District. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 259 points. This is SRN News. Another church attack in Canada.
Vandals have launched a third assault on a Polish Catholic house of worship in Edmonton, smearing it with graffiti and twice trying to burn it down. No one knows why Holy Rosary Church has become the target of such repeated attacks, but Canadian churches all across the country are in the crosshairs. In the last 3 years, arsonists have tried to burn down at least 24 churches, and others have been the subject of different kinds of vandalism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska was the only state to have a pro-life and a pro-abortion amendment before the voters on Tuesday, and the pro-life measure won resoundingly. That means the state's current ban on abortion after the first 12 weeks of pregnancy is a part of the state constitution. Nebraskans rejected the competing amendment that would have established the right to have an abortion until the point that an unborn baby could survive outside the womb. It was possible both measures might have passed. This is SRN News. Dozens of monkeys have staged a breakout in the South Carolina Lowcountry. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
43 monkeys have escaped from a compound used for medical research in Yemassee, South Carolina. They're rhesus macaques, all females weighing about 7 pounds, and so young and small they haven't been used for testing yet. Police Chief Gregory Alexander says they present almost no danger to the public, not infected with any disease, but perhaps a little skittish. In an interview with WCIV, Yemassee Town Administrator Matthew Garnes advises Lowcountry locals,
do not approach them, do not try to feed them, do not try to take one as a pet, but just remain where you are inside, somewhere safe, and just contact 911. Advise them of your location.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The monkeys escaped after an employee didn't fully lock a door as she fed and checked on them. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.